Father, we just thank you for this holy communion class.
Yes, Lord.
And it's for health and wholeness.
Yes, amen.
For the body of Christ.
Yes.
Thank you that we're able to fellowship with you through this communion. We're able to speak to you and to receive from you, Lord Jesus.
Amen.
Lord, we thank you for this class. Thank you that we don't have to hide like some countries do. But Father, we thank you that we have freedom.
Yes, amen.
To worship you, to praise you. And Lord, as we ask of the Holy Spirit to help us around this table, as we gather around the Lord's table,
yes,
may we feast on you and celebrate Jesus.
Yes,
in his mighty name.
Amen.
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 Praise God. People, it's beginning to rain.
Amen.
Spiritually.
Yes.
The latter and the former rain.
I know I've read it a thousand times off of the Bible, but God, I just realized that God actually separates sickness and diseases. Look in the Word. He'll say he healed out diseases or the sicknesses. So there's a separation.
Uh-huh.
I guess sickness would be like a cold, and disease would be like
Alzheimer's. Well, your doctor separates it too.
Yes. Yeah, because they do. But it just never dawned on me that, you know, when I think of healing, I just think of physical healing. But he separates sickness and diseases.
Oh, praise God. I want to begin talking about the two elements,
yes,
that God has given us to partake around this table. And
right,
the blood,
amen,
and the body, which is the bread. You know, he allowed us to come into things that we do daily. We eat and drink daily. Now, when it comes spiritual, some people want to eat and drink once a month, once a year, annually. But naturally, how many times you eat a day?
Every day.
Every day.
It's not just one time.
That's natural. And Mary was saying more than once a day you get your three meals. And he has brought into our life something that we can understand, that we eat for survival every day.
Yes. We hunger if we don't get it. But there's a point if you go without eating, you don't hunger. So that's a spiritual truth. As you stay in the Word, you'll hunger. But if you stop in the Word for a long period of time, you won't have that hunger. So
yes,
it's very important to do it every day.
Very important that we do it every day. You know, like I explained to y'all a while back, the hunger, I'm going to explain it to you today, and I may explain it to you next Sunday at the book club. But hunger, how do you get hunger in the natural? Somebody tell me.
It just happens. Are you working, burning up energy?
Huh?
How
do you get hunger in the natural? That's good. How do you get hunger in the
natural? Your body tells you you're hungry.
Okay, but how do you get to that point?
Like in the bad part, like I can crave chocolate candy. It's for eating it.
Okay, for the sake of time. Oh, boy, I'm way over time. For the sake of time, in the natural, you get hunger because you don't eat.
Yeah.
That's in the natural. You don't eat, you're going to get hungry, baby.
David, that's, and I was thinking about making us eat. We were doing the ups and then.
But that's how you get hunger in the natural. But in the spirit, when you begin to eat, the more you want to eat.
Amen, that's good.
That's when you get hungry. I mean, you get real hungry.
Mm-hmm.
The more you eat, the more hungry you get.
That's good.
I want to know more. I want to, you know, go deeper. I want, you know. So it's a difference in the natural and the supernatural, okay? But he took these two elements that we do daily to bring it into our life spiritually, that he said it's often. He don't have to tell you as often as you eat naturally, because naturally we going to eat. We get hungry, we going to eat. We going to find something to put in that mouth to satisfy that flesh. But he said, eat and drink. Eat and drink. We're very familiar with those two things, eating and drinking. And we do it daily. So we shouldn't put the Lord's, the eating and the drinking spiritually off annually. We shouldn't put it off monthly. Once a month, we eat. Guess what?
You gotta eat.
Huh?
You gotta eat every day.
Every day. Oh, you know, I don't have to tell you that for the natural. But supernatural, you should be eating.
Every day.
These two elements are the Word of God. And the Word of God. Daily. Daily should we be eating. We should get a good supply. Because this is more nutritious for you than anything. It'll take care of your soul, body, and spirit.
Amen.
Take care of the total man. Mm-hmm. So, and not only that, we get a chance to eat with the Lord Jesus. You know, I have people in here that, you know, that takes me out. And Mary Ward is one of them. And we so enjoy her company, you know. When we go out to eat, we're talking, we're enjoying each other. And then we're eating good food. She never take you nowhere where the food's not good. I enjoy eating with the Lord Jesus.
Amen.
He said, I'm not going to eat it again until the kingdom. Well, the kingdom has come. Some people are waiting for up there. But he said, I eat it again in the kingdom. The kingdom has come. The kingdom is with us.
Yes.
So he's eating with us once again.
Amen.
And I so enjoy his fellowship of eating with him, being able to commune with him. You know, we have him in us. We have the Holy Spirit in us. The Spirit, it's the Spirit of Jesus in us. And he's communing, he's taking communion with us, he's blessing us. And I'm going to have to stop because I'm way over. But remember, he's given us something that we are so familiar with. We eat it every day in the natural. But let's get that familiar in the spirit realm to know that, hey, I need to be eating every day spiritually. Every day. Not just some people don't do this. But once a month, that's around Christmas time or around some special time. They do it, I mean, annually. And then some of them do it every now and then, you know, when they think of it, you know. But I'm not only talking about eating this, I'm talking about the Word of God too. But as we partake with him in this next minute or so, I want you to set your mind on something you need God to do for you. Set your mind. And it could be healing. See, this is healing. And this is also healing. This is everything. This is your complete covenant.
Amen.
Complete. Everything is in this cup. I was going to talk to y'all about the, you know, some people say, you got to have this kind of bread. You got to have this kind of, but not necessarily so. Simply because in the 10th chapter of 1 Corinthians in the 16th verse, the cup of blessing which we bless. So you have to bless it.
Yes.
To bring it out of, you know, when Jesus fed the 5,000. Mm-hmm. For him to bring it out the natural world into the supernatural world, he had to speak over it, bless it.
Yes,
he lifted up toward heaven and bless, and it was no more a happy meal.
Mm-hmm.
But it fed 5,000 because he spoke the blessing. When you had, you got to speak the blessing over it. You got to speak over it. Like I'm going to speak over it today as we partake in it. Yes, I'm way over, Candace. God forgive me. But let's just get your mind on what you need from him today. We're just going to let this bread speak to every part of our body, everything that we need in our body. We speak healness. We speak holiness. Father, we thank you that you have supplied this meal. This is the meal that heals.
Amen.
And Father, as we partake in this blood, in this bread, we just ask that this bread will speak to every part of our body. We're speaking to it. We're speaking healing to every part, to every disease, to everything. Hashikatatia. This is your body that you gave to us. And as we eat of this body, partake and eat. And Father, I just lift this cup up to you. The cup, this is a cup of blessing, which Sister Mary is blessing this morning, because you said in your word that this is the new covenant. This is the blood that you shared for us. This is a new covenant. And Lord, we thank you that this is a new day. And we speak to all the problems, situations, and circumstances in our life. And as we drink, we drink in faith. This meal we take in faith. In Jesus' name. God bless. You got to sit over here.